Well, we start this lunchtime at the Special Criminal Court. A man named as the leader of a North Dublin organised crime group known as the Gucci Gang has been jailed for 5.5 years. Glenn Ward admitted firing a semi-automatic rifle on New Year's Day 2022 at the back of a house in Finglas. The officer in charge of the investigation said criminals like Ward act and believe they are above the law as they inflict significant harm and tragedy upon the communities in which they live and operate from. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court. Paul, remind us, who was Glenn Ward and how was he caught?
Well, Glenn Ward is a 32-year-old father of a 9-year-old child. He trained as a mechanic, but he became a senior figure in organised crime. He was named in the High Court by the head of the Criminal Assets Bureau, Detective Chief Superintendent Michael Gubbins, and a senior investigator in the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, Detective Inspector Shane McCartan, as the leader of the North Dublin organised crime group known as the Gucci Gang. Now, that's a criminal outfit comprised of volatile, violent, reckless and highly dangerous young men. The gang was named because its members have a predilection for luxury goods, designer clothes, expensive watches and jewellery, and high-value cars. It also feuded with rival criminal gangs and amongst each other, amongst themselves, over the control of the drugs trade. It resulted in beatings, shootings, arson attacks, and at least 6 murders, including those of gang members Zach Parker and Sean Little, both of whom were friends of Glenn Ward. How was Glenn Ward caught? Well, he was caught after he and his brother Eric O'Driscoll were filmed firing an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle at the back of a house in Finglas on New Year's Day, January 2022, at a house party in front of a group of young people. Ward fired the weapon once and then he handed it to his brother Eric, who fired 3 shots into the air. Now, the Gardaí first raided a house in the area when they saw footage that had been taken, and then they recovered the gun along with a submachine gun, magazines, ammunition. They also found the phone in which the video clip of the shooting had been taken. That was in a taxi 4 months later, after Glenn Ward had been shot at and he ran from the taxi, and when the Gardaí arrived, the scene was sealed off and the phone was recovered. Now, Eric has already been jailed for 5 years for this offence. Earlier this month he was jailed, and Glenn Ward was sentenced today. He has 20 previous convictions. He had been previously warned by the Gardaí that his life was in danger. He had spent 7 months in protective custody, locked up in a cell with Eric for 23 hours a day, and we were told today that affected his mental health and that he had improved, his behaviour had improved in custody. He was now going to the gym, but the Special Criminal Court also ordered today that because of fears for the men's safety, neither the addresses nor the prisons in which they're in be published.
And what did the judge say today, Paul?
Well, Miss Justice Melanie Greeley said that Ward was seen encouraging his younger brother Eric in the, quote, socially harmful act of discharging a firearm for an audience of impressionable young people. Well, she sentenced him to 6 years and 3 months. 9 months were suspended on condition that he enter into a bond of good behaviour and not associate with 6 named individuals. Miss Justice Melanie Greeley also said the firearm Ward had used was powerful and capable of causing serious injury or death. And she noted that the Gardaí found the weapon alongside a sizeable cache of ammunition. Now, afterwards, the detective superintendent who led this investigation, Paul Murphy, said that these convictions were a clear message to anyone involved in organised crime that the Gardaí would pursue them. And he also said that he wanted to reassure the people of Finglas and the wider community that they were working to keep them safe.
The commitment of detectives of Finglas Garda Station to investigate these individuals with a history of involvement in organised crime in our capital city and locally in their community in Finglas has ensured the conviction of both by the Special Criminal Court. Criminals like Eric O'Driscoll and Glenn Ward act and believe that they are above the law, inflicting significant harm and tragedy on families in the community in which they live, but also operate their criminality from. My message to young people in our communities is that there is nothing positive that these criminals can offer you, and their actions are motivated by greed and are only self-serving. You are disposable to them. These convictions and sentences are a clear message to any person who involves themselves in any way with organised crime or criminal activity that an Garda Síochána will investigate these matters and they will be brought to justice before the courts. I would like to reassure the public in the greater Finglas area, an Garda Síochána does not tolerate organised criminal behaviour and we are working every day to keep people in the Finglas community and the wider Dublin area safe. Finally, my message to any person who uses illegal drugs in a recreational environment, predominantly cocaine, is that although you might consider yourself removed from organised crime and live in comfortable communities, Every time you buy or consume illegal drugs, you are directly supporting criminals such as Glenn Ward and Eric O'Driscoll and the misery that they have inflicted on their communities.
Paul Reynolds reporting there.